Lipcast Slovakia, the podcast about Slovak literature in English. Welcome to Lipcast Slovakia. My name is Julia Sherwood, and my guest for today's 28th episode of the podcast is Slovak translator and journalist Tomáš Hučko. Tomáš studied journalism at the Comenius University in Bratislava and philosophy at Charles University in Prague. He has written reviews, essays and op-ed pieces, as well as conducting interviews for a variety of Slovak and Czech media. He is the founder and editor-in-chief of the Slovak monthly Kapitál and has translated a number of books from English into Slovak, ranging from non-fiction through fiction to graphic novels, as well as works by Slovak writers into English. He has also published a novella, some short stories, and several radio plays. Hello, Tomáš. Welcome to Lidka Slovakia.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. So let's start talking about your monthly Kapitál, which you founded in 2017. Although it's not specifically a literary journal, it devotes quite a lot of space to literature. Can you introduce the journal overall and tell us what its goals are and where it fits within the Slovak and the Czechoslovak media landscape?
I founded it together with my friend, František Malík, back in 2017, as you have mentioned. And we did it because we were kind of missing something on the scene, mostly Slovak, scene of journals, cultural journals. And what we are missing was, let's call it more socially engaged cultural journal, namely, let's be honest, something like a leftist journal. Because I knew, and well, I still know a couple of them in Czech Republic. I used to live there, so I also used to write for those Czech leftist cultural journals, and we didn't have anything similar here. We have journals like Vlna or Glossolalia, which in many ways I admire, but they were not the type of a journal that I had in mind. So we started this in 2017, and now it's been 4 years, and we moved from not only being a monthly journal, but now we are also a publishing house, and we publish books and prepare podcasts and public live events and stuff like this. So it has grown considerably, and now, when you take a look at the number of subscribers and readers, it's I'm really glad, but it's the most popular cultural journal in Slovakia.
I wasn't aware of the publishing house. So what kind of books do you publish?
We have published so far four collection of essays on various topics from intimate relations of old people to body disabilities. And then we have published three more, book essays. One was A Missionary Position by Christopher Hitchens. And then a book on video games and society called PlayStation Dream World by British philosopher Alfie Bowne. And the third one was a very famous book essay by M.S. Cesar, Discourse on Colonialism.
Yeah. And so it's generally translated books?
Yeah, so far. But the essays are like half-half, the collection of essays. We have some authors that were writing those essays for us, like commissioned essays. These were authors from Slovakia and Czech Republic.
I see. So you mentioned the podcasts, and I was going to talk about that. So they're called Kapi Talks. And Within it, you co-host a series dedicated to literature, Koniec hry, End of the Game, which I've been listening to while running. And so from it, I learned that you've been reading or rereading 20th century Slovak literature, including some books written during the communist era within the constraints of socialist realism, such as Peter Jelenický, Kus cukru, A Lump of Sugar. Yeah. I have to say you have my admiration. I don't think I could bring myself to read that kind of book. So what draws you to this kind of literature?
Well, I'm curious. That's one thing. I want to know what they were writing about and their style. And I must say, do read Petr Jelenický. He's pretty good if you find some time for him. Because he was writing before communism took over. Those books are from the 30s, both The Lump of Sugar and Polenie Orane. They are very nice social dramas. They are very different from stuff written in the 50s, for example. That's not strict socialist realism because of the time they were written in. And then I was reading a lot of different stuff from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Some of it I liked more, some less. I really enjoyed, for example, Alphonse Bednar's Skleny vrch, A Glass Mountain. That's an interesting one. From the 70s, I liked Ladislav Balek's Pomocnik, The Assistant. I think those are really worthwhile books, even worthwhile to maybe one day translate into English. If someone, let's say like English reader or English listener would like to know more about Slovak literature from this era, I would recommend not maybe fiction as such, but interviews with Slovak writers from that era that are collected in Antonín Lím's book Generace, Generation, because that's an impressive book with really beautiful interviews.
Yes, I've actually been reading it now. So you've actually anticipated one of my questions. So I was going to ask you for some recommendations, but maybe also going back to the pre-war era, did you come across anything that you think that has stood the test of time and might be of interest to English language readers?
I'm not sure if I would recommend right now something from the pre-war era. But there are then many, I would call it socially engaged or socially committed books or political novels. Let's say I'm pretty interested in political fiction. That might be interesting for an English reader. I'm not sure which of these are translated. You might know better. But I think, for example, works by Peter Karvaš, such as Absolute Ban or Seven Witnesses. This might be interesting. Also, one of my favorites, and I think one of the best books written in Slovakia, is Lukavické zápisky by Luka. Reports from Lukavica, maybe, would be a loose translation, by Hanna Ponicka. But maybe that has come out in English? I'm not sure.
No, not that I know of. No. And I don't really think anything by Karvaš has been translated.
Oh, so there is.
So no. I will look into it. And certainly Balek and Bednar were two authors I have been thinking about lately. Yes, I think it's probably maybe with the Jelenický to come back to it. It's the sort of books that I think it's a generation difference. They were being stuffed down our throats when I went to school, whereas you've been discovering them of your own volition.
There's a huge difference, yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay, so
we had a podcast as a podcast guest. We had Vladimír Barborík, a very famous Slovak critic, and I talked to him about Jelenický, and he had the same sentiment as you have. He said, like, yeah, I can't read it nowadays, even though probably he's a really good writer, but I can't do it. So that's a pity because he's really good.
Well, then there is also the question of time.
Yeah, sure.
Life is too short.
But I have two more writers when you're asking for recommendations. Another one that's my favorite, maybe political writer, of course, is Ladislav
Yes.
Mňačko. Things like, Report Written Too Late, those are amazing books dealing with socialism critically. And of course, Dominik Tatarka. He's a demon of consent, maybe. So these two, I don't know, you might know if these were translated, Mňačko and Tatarka, into English.
Demon of Conformism has been translated, but hasn't come out as a book,
Okay.
only in a journal. And Mňačko has one or two books translated, but I'm not sure if Oneskorené reportáže is one of them, possibly not.
So yeah, it would be great to see these books being out there for English readers.
Thank you. I'm taking notes of all of
Yeah,
these.
okay. Sure.
I was going to talk about children's books because you devoted the last issue of Capital in 2020 to fairy tales, and you conducted a survey of the best Slovak children's books published since 1989. So, what would you say were the most interesting trends that emerged from the survey, and which books came out on top, and which ones are your personal favorites?
Yeah, I can't really say which one came on top. There wasn't any chart, but we had maybe 30, 40 people from Slovak literary world answering this question. What are their favorite fairy tales since 1989? I know the one that was mentioned pretty fairly, maybe the most, was Dušan Taragel's Rozprávky pre neposlušné deti a ich starostlivých rodičov. Maybe, fairy tales for naughty children and their caring parents. This one was mentioned often. Then Monika Kompaníková, Hlbokomorské rozprávky, deep sea fairy tales. And the third one mentioned often was Erik Jakub Groch's Tuláčik a Klára, Little Bum and Clara, maybe. So maybe these three would kind of like come on top. And then my favorites, I don't have that many since I don't have children yet. Maybe it will change then. But maybe two of them would be Marek Vadas's Útek, The Escape. That's a very nice book for children about migration, about a little kid who migrates with his dog.
In Africa.
Yeah. And another one is quite recent. A poet, Mirka Abelová, published very nice children's book, and it's a versed. That's a nice change. It's a versed book written in rhymes. It's called Pes Moko a jeho oko, the dog Moko and his eye. So maybe these two.
And now, from children's books, let's move on to comic books and graphic novels. So these are genres that have been gaining recognition in Slovakia quite slowly, more slowly perhaps than in other countries. And I think it's quite telling that one of the first Slovak graphic novels, Daniel Meiling's Rudo, first appeared in book form in a Czech translation. So, which comic books or graphic novels do you rate most highly, both Slovak and also those written in other languages?
Well, I think comic genre is really interesting. There's also a reason we dedicated one issue of Capital to political comic books. And also one episode of our podcast was dedicated to political comic books. Yeah, as you mentioned, our like Slovak scene is not very huge, and as you mentioned, Daniel Myling, I agree with you. I think he's probably the best right now. His Rudo is a great one. And from the foreign ones, I really liked them, not because I translated it, but I really liked Mouse, a comic book about Holocaust. Yeah, that's, of course, a very strong one.
So you translated that into Slovak?
Yeah, I did. Which was, on one hand, easy, language-wise, but content-wise, it was hard, because it's not easy to translate a book with such a heavy topic. So if a listener, if your listeners maybe don't know this one, I recommend it a lot.
And so that actually takes us now to your work as a translator. So can you mention some of the books or authors that you most enjoyed translating, and also which you found most challenging, or maybe those two categories coincide?
No, they don't coincide in my case. What I enjoyed a lot, I must say, was John Fante's Ask the Dust. Because, firstly, that's one of my favorite books. I have a strong, you know, emotional bonding to the book. And I really like his style and his language. And I spent maybe 2 years with him reading all of his novels and all of his short stories and his biographies and basically everything there is to find about Fante. So I would really get to know him well, and I enjoyed that. I think that also came out well. I think the book was quite successful. And the more difficult ones were, for example, Walden by Thoreau. That's a pretty difficult book, mostly because of all the special terms that he's using. You know, he was very very well versed in entomology and botany and ancient philosophy and all of these fields, so I had to look up a lot of special terms. And you know, now I'm finishing a translation. Maybe I have last chapter, and that's a book by a novel by John Steinbeck called In Dubious Battle. It's one of his earlier novels, and it turned out to be a difficult one. I didn't expect it. I expected it to be pretty easy because I read it and a few years ago, and I just remembered a lot of dialogues, and I thought like, okay, this would be fun. I could do it quickly, and it turns out sometimes dialogues can be much more difficult to translate than other texts. So I'm struggling with this one for a year now, because it was published in 1936, so it's full of 30s American slangs that workers were using. So I'm just trying to find equivalent words in Slovak, and that's not easy.
Yes, slang and dialect are really notoriously difficult, and transplanting it from one continent to another, from one era to another, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that. And thank you very much for coming on the podcast. It was really great talking to you, and I hope we'll get a chance to actually meet in person one day.
Yeah, that would be great. I would really like that. to meet with anyone in person would be great. Oh, yeah. But with you especially, yeah, I would like that. Let's hope so.
Let's hope so, yes. Thank you, bye.
Thank you.